We are going to start up again with Wayne Sheese in Research and Legal Writing. Wayne Sheese is a senior lecturer in the Beck Center for Legal Research, Writing, and Appellate Advocacy at UT School of Law, where he teaches legal writing and advocacy. He has published more than a dozen articles on practical legal writing skills, plus 5 books. Legible, his blog on legal writing, was named to the Texas Bar Today Weekly Top 10 blog post 56 times. He graduated Cornell Law School, practiced law at the firm of Bicker & Botts. Please welcome Professor Sheese.
Thank you for having me. I have 20 minutes on italicization of commas. Will that, in legal citation, will that be all right this morning? Drink some coffee. No, but because Professor Golden shared some of his experiments with ChatGPT, I will share mine. I asked it, I just opened it and said, write a faculty profile for Wayne Sheese. And it came back and said, it doesn't know who that is. So I gave it access by a web address and my faculty profile at the law school. And so then it took my faculty profile and it did exactly the same kinds of things that you saw that it did to Professor Golden's course description. It made it all flowery with a lot more adverbs and intensifiers. It said, it named a book that I had written that was actually written by Brian Garner, the legal writing expert. So I felt pretty excited that I was going to get some credit, apparently. And then it listed 2 more books that I had written that do not exist. Okay, so I'm just going to launch in. I think that I gave this talk maybe, it's going on more than 20 years ago, and it was the Austin Bar Association appellate section is what I think it was. Do you remember a place in South Austin called Green Pastures? Is it still there? Yeah, it was at Green Pastures. And so I thought I was giving advice for persuasive writing and tips and tricks, and almost all of them were sentence level and word level editing suggestions, right? For tone, concision, and persuasion. And at the very end, they open it up for questions. And by the way, if I run short, bring your questions. And a lawyer stood up and said, look, it's all well and good. These tips seem great, but are there actually any empirical studies that show that the techniques you are presenting will help win the case? And I had to say, no. But then I was able to say, kinda, and 20 years later, it turns out that there's actually a lot of empirical research going on related to writing and legal writing. I'm gonna share with you a whole bunch of it today. And the last time I spoke on this subject, afterwards someone said, you shared all that information about research, but you didn't say how we would implement these techniques in our own writing. So I will try to sprinkle some of that in. I don't want it to be just abstract scholarly stuff. Let's be practical as well. All right, so the first thing I want to do is make sure that we understand a couple of concepts that I hope we understand, but not all users of Microsoft Word know about this. Microsoft Word has a tool available called the Flesch Reading Ease Scale, and it will rate or score your own text on a scale from 0 to 100 for readability. 100 is very easy. A child who can read could probably understand it. 0 is extremely difficult. There are portions of the Internal Revenue Code that score 0. So somewhere in there is where your own text would land, and so that's a concept I want you to be aware of for purposes of some of the research out there. Plain English, according to Mr. Flesch himself, plain English would be a 60. That would be language that just your average person could understand. Now, I should clarify that. The Flesch Reading Ease Scale is not considered a highly sophisticated assessment tool. It's just a general guide. There are better ones, but this is one of the ones I want to talk about. Next, there is another tool available on Microsoft Word called the Flesch-Kincaid Grade Level.